Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up in just a minute.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen. Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Bob and Tom Television presents.
This place looks deserted. I think we're safe. There's even a little food in the cabinet. We'll rest here tonight.
Mark, I'm so scared. Did you hear that? No, let's get out of here.
It's just outside the door.
Oh.
And that's the only way out.
The world premiere of a terrifying new zombie series.
We have to make a run for it.
Mark, no. Don't open that door.
Just stay right behind me. Here we go.
Mark. Oh, my God. This is horrible.
It's The Hawking Dead. Stephen Hawking stars in The Hawking Dead. He has the most brilliant brain in the world, but now he wants to eat yours. Only on Bob and Tom Television.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We are eagerly awaiting the biggest game in the history of the world this year. It's the Super Bowl 58. And also, we're all waiting the Shaq party coming up tomorrow night in Vegas at the Wynn.
Yeah.
Because Tom's favorite artist is going to be there. That's right, Lil Jon.
Sorry. Al Jackson joins us.
My balls.
Al, I thought Lil Jon was Robin Hood's buddy. I am so unhip.
Yeah.
Al, why are there so many Lils in the world of hip-hop?
I don't know, but it doesn't work out for them a lot just because they don't realize that they are going to age. You know, because when you start rapping, you're 14, 12, whatever, and then you're 39 with four kids and people you don't like it. So you've seen, because Lil Bow Wow, he just went to Bow Wow.
Right.
You know, there have been some transitions. Lil Wayne kind of went to Wheezy.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that lady on Good Times?
The Jefferson.
No, Jefferson. Yeah. Wheezy?
The original Wheezy, yes.
Oh, the OG, I know that.
Yeah.
I'm learning that.
Yeah, you know OG.
OG. Wasn't Stevie Wonder, the great Stevie Wonder, wasn't he little Stevie Wonder in the beginning? I think so.
Yeah, he was.
I think so. You gotta really think about your name and if you want this to be your name long term. Like when you pick Sting, like that's always going to work.
Right.
Yeah. Lil Jon, it's going to be great. When you're, you know, especially if you're diminutive in stature, when you're 19, you're kind of fun. But then when you're a grown man, the term Lil, you just never want that applied to you, ever.
Richard got away with it, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But he was kind of a different, he was a unique performer.
Yeah, it fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
I always think about Little Richard having that personality when he had it.
Oh.
Because we're in a much more inclusive time now where you're like, oh, you know, RuPaul, who cares? But like Little Richard with that personality just coming, like, he couldn't turn that off if he wanted to.
Did people just ignore that aspect? Or
they didn't. I don't think that they were aware.
I mean, he's so good, and who cares? But
could the same thing be said of someone like Paul Lynde?
Yeah, or Liberace.
Liberace was.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see that coming, huh?
But they didn't, though. A lot of people were just like, still can't find the right lady.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, confirmed. We have the tributes to be confirmed bachelor.
I think Liberace's fan base was older ladies, and they were, oh, he's so pretty. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he just needs to find the right woman. But
Little Richard was otherworldly. There was nothing, anything like him. And the fact that he was a musical genius also helps. I think there are things you can get away with when you're so original and terrific.
There is something inside of us as human beings, Tom, to your point, that we know when we're seeing something special, and you're never going to put that aside because you might speculate on somebody's personal life. I mean, you'd be a fool.
Yeah, would be fool.
You're not going to listen to Bowie? Come on.
Yeah.
But what about Michael Jackson? I mean, there was a couple decades of looking the other way.
Well, potential criminal activity is different than...
I don't know. Wait.
You don't then being...
Then having a flamboyant style?
Right. Yeah. Of course it's different.
You want to take back that?
It
I don't know.
It should be illegal to be that stylish.
You know, I'm just saying it with respect to the audience.
I mean,
ignoring the facts.
Everybody. I mean, if you think about... Let's not even go back to the 80s with Michael Jackson. You know, we just interviewed... one of the Playboy bunnies that wrote a book. And if you think about like what was on ETV in the early 2000s, Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston were openly disintegrating on drugs on TV.
Yeah.
The Girls Next Door was like a 90-year-old man tongue-kissing 18-year-olds with his harem. There was like Anna Nicole Smith was like spiraling, hey, guy, trim spa.
Yeah.
And no one like... It wasn't, it was like, it doesn't seem that long ago, but it was a different time.
Yeah. Trainwreck TV.
Gross.
Yeah.
Well, in any event, I was just asking about Lil Wayne. And what about Kid? Like, is Kid Rock going to have to change his name to Adult Rock?
I got a couple names for him.
Potential boyfriend?
No. That's definitely not
one. Ex-lover.
Al, I want to get your opinion on something. Now, Al, right. I know that you do have a tattoo.
I do. I have one.
Yeah. And I believe it's in honor of someone.
It is. My grandmother.
Which is nice. We have a new story this
morning. Marcella?
We have a new story this morning about a place in your home state of Ohio.
Oh, goodness.
That is preserving tattoos of the deceased. I don't know. It just seems to me to be super creepy.
Wait, who is preserving them and who are they for? The loved ones that are left?
Yes. Left behind.
They put them in Lucite or something? Like an old stamp?
Yeah, they you know, you can have... You know, Uncle Clarence's tattoo is cut away from his body after he's dead, and they preserve it somehow, and they frame it and everything.
Tattoos,
I just think it's weird.
Tattoos don't age well when you're alive.
Yeah,
these are special.
Have you ever seen a tattoo from, like, 2002 spring break? Some faded dolphin?
Nice Sugar Ray tattoo. Yeah.
They're always going to be making music, man.
That's Aunt Gertrude's tramp stamp. Lovely, isn't it?
I have a lot of friends that have the Dave Matthews dancing girl.
Oh, yeah.
That thing. I have a lot of friends.
Really?
A lot, yes. Huh. Yep.
Did you guys think that the cover-up tattoo business would be bigger? Or is it just that I heard it hurts like a son of a gun?
You mean the removal or the cover-up?
The removal, I guess probably.
Jess is getting some removed right now, right?
Yes, I'm getting the bottom half of my sleeve on my left arm removed.
And the pain is exquisite?
It's insane. It's far worse than actually getting the tattoo. But yes, it is. It's so much worse, but it lasts less time. So it is a burning sensation that you can't imagine for about 10 to 20
minutes.
Like
when you pee?
No.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's me.
You know.
And you can't get hepatitis getting it removed.
2002? Wow. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That is, you are a gangster for doing that.
Yeah. I just thought that was a really awful thing to do to somebody.
I don't know. It is strange.
And then we had a story yesterday, Al Jackson, about a woman who was presented with her grandmother's fake boobs that were removed from the decedent prior to the cremation. And
there you go, honey.
Placed in a box.
She wanted you to have these.
Did she keep them over the mantle as well?
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you, if you had a picture of grandma, a painting of grandma, and put the boobs up there where they should go?
Make it 3D?
Make it 3D.
Yes.
That would be wonderful.
It's what she would have wanted.
Yes, exactly.
Or
right.
Jess, what was your idea for the implants?
You put them in one of those travel pillows. And then
right around your head.
Rest up.
Repurposing. Absolutely. I could see like somebody that like kind of lives, you know, off the grid a little bit. It's like, look, we've repurposed all these extra boobs. They were laying around and, you know, I made myself a little waterbed.
Did you ever feel more cozy than when you were nestled in grandmother's bosom? Now you can have that.
There was an awful lot of quiet when you asked that question. Now I feel like we were all being wistful.
Did you think I was just being me and not a potential spokesperson?
No, I was remembering.
Now, Al Jackson, you grew up a Cleveland Browns fan. You now live in Colorado. Do you want to make a pick for the Super Bowl?
Yes. Here, it's weird. I'm going to go with the 49ers. Mm. And here's why.
Okay.
I it's weird that the Chiefs are underdogs. I don't think they should be. I just have this thing, you know, I like to look at the sports lines for leisure. And I will tell you this. One thing that you rarely ever see is two great games in a row by one player. And Travis Kelce, was he perfect last week or dang near?
Pretty close.
10 for 10, 11. Yeah. That never happens twice in a row. Trust me. I've learned the hard way. So it's just hard to have two great games. So, depending on the Chiefs wide receivers, I don't know if I want to put my money on that. So, I'm going with the 49ers. And Brock Purdy, how is this not a bigger story? Mr. Irrelevant. This is like a Disney movie.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling this Sunday he's going to remind everyone that he was the last player chosen.
Oh, no.
In the National Football League draft.
All the more reason to watch that there's a little bit of a difference in opinion.
Yeah, nice well, to see, know. To Chick's point, that's a great out for him. If he has a terrible game, he could just take to the podium and be like, I was trying to remind you why I was picked last. You guys kept piping me up. I was doing you a favor.
And my favorite story that Chick came up with this week was there are so many reporters covering this, and they run out of things to talk about. And God knows where some of these guys get their credentials. A guy, tell him, Chick, what did the guy ask Purdy?
The guy asked Brock Purdy, hey, Brock, are you aware of this internet sensation right now where people are comparing you? They're saying you look exactly like Lee Harvey Oswald.
Just that question.
Yeah.
How do you respond
to
that?
On the radar.
Yeah.
You respond by saying, thanks, now I have to change my email address.
Yeah, exactly.
Every psycho, Kennedy assassination, whatever, and somebody's still alive, and the government, they are going to be Brock Purdy is a plant. He's actually 59 years old.
But it ruins it for the rest of us that, you know, we can't get access because they think we're going to do some kind of gotcha question that is...
sadly, that's the only thing that... normal people just want to hear, like, what he has to say. What are your thoughts on the Super Bowl that you're playing in 72 hours? We're interested. But if you run a goofy website called Girls Want to Know or something, then you have to ask a stupid question like, are you butts or boobs? Talk to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to ask, speaking of stupid questions, do you think any of the opposing players, when they do the chat trying to get him upset, do you think they say to Brock Purdy, you got a Purdy mouth, boy? Or is the movie Deliverance, whatever it is, 50 years old, or none of the guys would even get the reference?
I think their fathers would.
Yeah, so it's not going to work on the field.
Maybe they just think that your dad was a dentist, and you're like, oh, thank you.
I'm looking at pictures of Brock Purdy. He looks exactly like Lee Harvey Oswald.
He does.
I didn't say he didn't. I'm just saying.
I had no idea how closely he resembled him.
Okay, that's on that note.
Yeah.
Our guest is comedian Al Jackson. Traditionally, this segment is designed to make me slightly hipper. I know some of you are saying that's not possible. But you usually give me a word or a phrase, and I have to identify it and then learn to use it. What have we got this week?
Tom, I heard this phrase twice from two different women. It is a phrase you have definitely heard or will hear in the next 48 hours, and you have to know what it means. So
gonna... was the phrase from two different women, be quiet and go away?
Yeah, they were both like, yes, it was number six. Step forward. Yeah, I will.
What's the phrase?
The phrase is the ick.
Hmm.
The ick.
Yeah.
That is the it.
You know
phrase.
What this is?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, no. Yeah. Yeah. You hear that? Yeah.
Isn't the ick and actually a disease?
No.
For fish.
Oh,
yes,
it is.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Fish get
the fish got the fish has the ick.
Spelled the same
what
way?
Is that?
Yeah, your goldfish.
ICK. Yeah,
ICK, yeah.
It'll take out the goldfish, right?
No
mm-hmm.
kidding.
Yeah.
But really? This is obviously something different. Is ick a shortened version of sick? Is that...
No, you were kind of on the right track before. Don't think fish disease, but just like what basically what does ick mean?
Think of like how you feel when you do say it. Yeah.
You know, you're not feeling well. I've got the ick.
Kind of.
That means something has a gross factor or a creep factor, right?
Yeah, it's the vibe. There's that person has the ick. Like there's something cringy about them.
Hmm. Yes. Yeah. And it's like, and Jess, you can speak to this better than I can, because I feel like it's a phrase mostly used by women, mm-hmm. but it's not something terrible. Like, you know, my boyfriend, Josh, he doesn't bathe. That's not the ick is just like, he does a weird, like if when he wants a kiss, he goes like that. And you're like, oh, don't do that.
Yeah, I don't like the way.
The little thing that like makes your spine tingle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hums the Rocky theme in bed.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be icky. Yeah.
Right.
Just before the moment.
Right.
Hey, baby, your signal is when I go.
Oh, no? Okay.
Al Jackson, very handsome man. Al is one of the hosts of the Daily Blast Live. You can watch him on your TV. You can watch him on your computer. By my watch right now, Al, we have time for one more phrase if you've got something in the quiver over there.
Oh, Tom, I do. Let's do one that you should know. So, 'cause I'm going to end on a good note. Tom, what does the phrase doing the most mean? Doing the most. When would you use that phrase?
I assume it's you said a positive thing.
Not necessarily.
No. Yeah, not necessarily.
Do you know this one, too?
Yeah.
Use it in a sentence for me.
Maybe, let's see. This woman, she had so much gold jewelry on and all this heavy makeup and her outfit was all over the place. Like, she was doing the most.
Ah, I see.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
And a little too much of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like just over the top, kind of unnecessarily. Like, what are you doing? Like, you didn't need to get a bounce house for your retirement. Like, you're doing.
Yeah, I was at the gym the other day, there was a lady in the gym. When it came to perfume, she was doing the most.
Yeah,
I had to move to a different machine. She smelled so bad, mm-hmm. lady.
Our makeup stylist. Tom, you said something. You just triggered something really quick. Yesterday, I was talking to our makeup stylist, Jeray, and he said he had to leave the gym yesterday morning because there was a woman that just smelled like deli meat.
Oh.
He was like, it destroyed his... He said he left. And like, it like mentally, he couldn't... It was like by the time he located it, and you know, when you're sweating, it's literally coming out of your pores, but it's mixed with the human.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so weird. Ugh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was at a sushi place and I moved because the smell of patchouli was overwhelming coming from the next booth.
Mm.
I leaned over as I was leaving and I said, hey, I once saw Jerry Garcia solo live in Berkeley. Good luck with the patchouli. Al Jackson, it's always a great pleasure, Al. Watch him on the Daily Blast Live. Thank you, sir.
You hate hippies like you were in Dragnet.
Yeah, he does.
Guys, I love you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker, although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.